Breaking news tonight. New violent clashes erupt at another Donald Trump rally. Again, police in riot gear confront chaos. Also, the first independent investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The warning she got revealed. Hot seat. The TSA chief forced to answer why tens of thousands are missing their flights and what a TSA insider is telling NBC News tonight about what's to blame. Demolished by a deadly tornado outbreak, dozens of twisters, new warnings on the radar. Despicable crime, a stunning scene. President Obama scolded by the Japanese prime minister. The president apologizing over a murder case that has shocked Japan. And stress test alert. Millions get them, but top heart doctors are warning they may not be necessary. Tonight, who really needs them? Nightly news begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. We begin tonight with new chaos and arrests on the campaign trail. Police in riot gear confronting protesters, at times violent, at a Donald Trump rally in Anaheim, California. Demonstrators marching through the streets. It comes a day after some of the most chaotic scenes at a Trump rally we've seen in Albuquerque, where protesters smashed through barriers, jumping on cars. Again, police in riot gear moving in to quell the violence. We get the very latest now from NBC's Katie Turr.
Tactical teams on the streets of Anaheim, steps from the happiest place on earth.
Healthy right now.
Mexicans, rapists,
inside, only a handful of disruptions among the thousands of Trump supporters.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
Local authorities here not taking any chances. After protests turned violent last night in Albuquerque. Tear gas, flames, and anger.
Donald Trump cannot come to our city after calling us rapists. Lies.
The candidate dismissing Tuesday's protesters as thugs who were flying the Mexican flag and trashing the highest-ranking Republican Latina, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, for saying she was too busy to attend his rally.
The governor has got to do a better job. She's not doing the job. Hey, maybe I'll run for governor of New Mexico. I'll get this place going.
Martinez, the chair of the Republican Governors Association, another Trump holdout, said in a statement she won't be bullied by him. Where Trump goes, unrest follows. Chicago, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Eugene, Dayton. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finding national political support is split. Trump taking rural, whiter communities, while Clinton dominates the bigger, more diverse cities. Trump is struggling to keep the peace, both inside the party and out.
Every day there's something again that just makes me shake my head and say, why in the world would I support Trump?
NBC News has learned that House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump will have a phone conversation tonight. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters were lining this street just a few minutes ago. Now only a couple dozen stragglers remain. Meanwhile, Anaheim police holding the line. Lester, this is the same scene that we are seeing play out in city after city across America.
All right, Katie, thank you. An independent government report is breathing new life into the controversy that just won't go away for Hillary Clinton. A harsh rebuke from the State Department's Inspector General's office over Clinton's use of a personal email server for official business when she was Secretary of State. It comes at a critical time in her race for president. NBC's Andrea Mitchell now with late details.
Today, Hillary Clinton again dogged by her email controversy. A year-long Inspector General's investigation from the State Department, blasting Clinton for using only a private home email server while Secretary of State, and finding she violated the Federal Records Act by not turning over all official emails before she left office, concluding sending emails from a personal account to other employees is not an appropriate method of preserving emails, despite her previous claim.
This was fully above board. People knew I was using a personal email. I did it for convenience. I sent emails that I thought were work-related to people's .gov accounts.
In fact, Clinton knew as early as 2010 her emails were not all saved for the record. The report revealing a new email exchange with Clinton aide Huma Abedin. Abedin asked, should she get an official State Department email address? or release her private address to the department. Clinton responded, "Let's get separate address or device, but I don't want any risk of the personal being accessible." And the report found no evidence Clinton requested or obtained permission to use a private server, and would not have been granted it if she'd asked. Clinton refused to be interviewed by investigators today, her spokesman saying she wanted to talk to the FBI first.
We quite fairly, I think, made the decision that we were going to await the opportunity to answer questions from the Justice Department.
But already Donald Trump firing away.
She's as crooked as they come. The Inspector General's report, not good.
You now have President Obama's State Department saying Hillary Clinton exercised bad judgment. She shouldn't have done it. And that's going to be a Republican talking point now all the way through Election Day.
The report also says that former Secretary of State Colin Powell didn't retain his personal emails, but the rules were tightened under Clinton years later. And the report blames the State Department for long-standing cybersecurity failures. Lester?
All right, Andrea Mitchell, tonight, thank you. Let's turn now to the latest on those long TSA lines at airports we've been seeing nationwide just as the summer vacation season sets to kick off this weekend. The man who runs the TSA today said the agency is making progress in cutting the wait times at many airports, but they're still 4,000 to 5,000 screeners short. And we learned today that on hundreds of occasions, TSA officers have been pulled from airports to work political events. Here's NBC's Tom Costello.
One big reason the TSA is in trouble, the numbers just don't add up. In 2011, there were 45,000 screening officers at the nation's airports. 5 years later, 2,500 fewer are on the job, with 100 million more passengers flooding the system. That's led to checkpoint backup stretching 1, 2, even 3 hours. Tens of thousands of passengers missing their flights.
So we have a challenge this summer, which we are aggressively meeting head on.
The TSA chief on the Capitol Hill hot seat today.
What I think most of the American people view as a historic critical failure.
Today, another stunning number. 250 times screening officers have been pulled from their airport duties to help screen people attending major events, sporting events, even political rallies.
Where is the priority of supporting these events that have nothing to do with your core mission?
We have 75 people on standby to assist with presidential security events over the course of the summer.
Neffinger wants those officers back on the job at the nation's airports. Meanwhile, the TSA says it's managed to cut to 20 minutes the line to Chicago O'Hare that stretched 2 hours last week. Part of the national strategy, hiring more screeners and converting part-timers to full-time. In Atlanta today, a trial run for a new TSA checkpoint. Fully automated with each bin full of passenger carry-ons, getting assigned an electronic tag, then recycled through the system once empty. What the TSA hopes could help speed checkpoints along.
We're looking at a lot of the lessons learned and observations that are being done overseas to incorporate some of the things that are happening here in the United States.
American Airlines representatives will testify before Congress tomorrow that they believe so far this year, Lester, 70,000 of their passengers alone have missed their flights, tens of thousands, in fact, 40,000 bags missing their connections, all because of this TSA mess. Back to you.
And as you remind us, the flying season about to heat up. All right, Tom, thank you. As is often the case, it's the most visible who get the blame. In this case, the blue-shirted TSA screeners who man those checkpoints. It's by accounts a difficult and thankless job. Tonight, a veteran former screener opens up about the pressure of screening so many passengers a day and hoping you don't miss something. She spoke with NBC News national correspondent Miguel Almaguer.
A veteran baggage screener at LAX.
When I was there, morale was pretty low.
Cassandra Calloway worked for the TSA for 10 years.
It can be very stressful. There's a lot of pressure to keep the line moving.
Calloway, who says she resigned in 2013 after a personal dispute with a coworker, took her job after 9/11.
It was a way to give back to our country after what happened. It was just a way to show our country love.
So what's the blame for the problem we're seeing now?
The blame goes everywhere, to me, on the agency and also on the passengers.
Calloway says most of the 42,000 TSA officers who start at $15 an hour are well-trained.
There's a little bit of difference between classroom training and real-world training.
Officers often say it's unprepared passengers who slow unforgiving lines.
How difficult can passengers be?
Very difficult. Scream, yell at you, racial slurs. But the one thing that I hear from a lot of passengers when I worked there was that I'm not going to fly unless you're here.
A look from the other side. Those tasked with keeping nearly 2 million passengers safe every day. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
There will be much more on the TSA's troubles when agency chief Peter Neffinger appears live exclusively tomorrow morning on Today. A new extreme weather threat is brewing for millions tonight after deadly storms sliced through five states yesterday, unleashing hail, floods, and more than 30 tornadoes. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has more from Oklahoma, where many are left picking up the pieces tonight.
The powerful tornadoes tore through the heartland.
Pieces of the house are flying apart.
Oh, no.
Yanking a home off its foundation near Dodge City, Kansas. Just moments later, another twister forming nearby.
Oh, my God.
Some drivers cut off by swirling debris. 30 reported tornadoes across five states.
Obviously took a direct hit.
In Bristow, Oklahoma today, Beth Roberts and her family are stunned.
If you had waited just a few more minutes,
we would have been sucked out that window.
She rushed into her cellar with only moments to spare. The last few weeks in this state have been devastating, but the number of reported tornadoes this year is actually below normal. Over the last decade, the U.S. has averaged more than 700 twisters by this point. This year, just 539. In Arkansas, flooding almost killed a 13-year-old boy who was sucked into a drainage pipe. Incredibly, first responders rescued him with only minor injuries.
It's a miracle that we found him here.
Tonight, Kansas and Texas could see more severe weather.
There's a slight risk of strong storms tonight in Kansas and Texas, but tomorrow we're going to start off with very windy storms through parts of Missouri. Then as we go into the afternoon, we're likely going to see strong storms through the central plains with large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes likely.
But for now, Beth Roberts is just grateful to be alive.
If we had stopped for one thing, you know, if we'd have done one thing differently, we might not be here.
The severe storms are blamed for one death near Oklahoma City. In this neighborhood, six homes were shredded, and on this property alone, more than two dozen rescue animals were lost. Tonight, there are new tornado watches in effect for parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. Lester.
Right. Gabe Gutierrez tonight. Thank you. A massive power outage this afternoon in Seattle, knocking out traffic lights and leaving half the city paralyzed. It caused significant delays, as you can imagine, on the rails and the roads. The fire department also got several emergency calls about people suddenly trapped in elevators. Crews said an equipment failure at a substation was to blame, but they were able to get things back up and running. President Obama made a rare public apology during his visit to Japan. After that nation's leader, in a highly unusual moment, dressed him down on camera over a murder that's been linked to an American from the U.S. military base in Okinawa. NBC's Ron Allen is in Japan with more on the death overshadowing the president's visit.
Outrage and anger aimed at America's massive military bases in Okinawa, Japan, after the body of a 20-year-old woman, missing for weeks, was found raped and murdered in the wooded mountains not far away. Tonight, Japan's prime minister scolded President Obama and then said his entire nation is in shock. I feel profound resentment against this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime, he said.
We consider it inexcusable.
In custody, Kenneth Shinzato, 32, a former Marine, now a worker at a base. Reigniting deep anti-American sentiment, Okinawa, home to nearly half of the 50,000 U.S. troops here.
Now, with local leaders calling for the complete withdrawal of U.S. forces, the commander-in-chief vowing to do everything to make sure justice is served.
It's all overshadowing Mr. Obama's plan for a historic trip to Hiroshima, the first U.S. president to visit since America devastated the city with an atomic bomb. Ron Allen, NBC News, Isashima, Japan.
And back at home, a major challenge to the White House in the battle over which bathrooms transgender people may use. 11 states are suing the Obama administration over its sweeping directive requiring all public schools to let students use whichever bathroom matches their gender identity. The lawsuit criticizes the policy, calling it, quote, a massive social experiment. There's a lot more to tell you about tonight. Still ahead, cardiac stress tests. Millions get them every year, but now some experts say they're accurate only half the time and may actually make your stress worse. How to tell whether you really need one. Also, life after the White House. The pricey new digs reported to be the first family's next home. We're back now with that new alert about cardiac stress tests. Millions of Americans get them every year, perhaps even someone you know in your family. Some of the nation's top heart doctors are saying those tests can often be wrong, leading to some sometimes painful and expensive consequences. So the question is, who really needs one, and might they not be necessary? Here's NBC's Ann Thompson.
The cardiac stress test monitors blood flow for potential blockages. But Dr. Steven Nissen, one of the nation's most respected cardiologists, says the test is often unnecessary.
Too many people get stress tests.
Stress test numbers are skyrocketing from 1.6 million 2 decades ago to 3.8 million.
What harm could a non-invasive test cause?
It's important to understand that stress tests are not very accurate. They're going to lead to other procedures that are more expensive, more invasive, involve more risk, and more consequences.
The Mayo Clinic says these tests are only right half the time, as runner David Johnson knows.
I bet you thought, I'm going to ace this, given the fact that you run marathons.
Yeah, it was fun. It's challenging. You know, you got to see how far you can go.
The result stopped him cold. Possible abnormality in this otherwise healthy 54-year-old.
It gave me stress, for sure.
A follow-up test said Johnson was fine, but a stress test the next year showed the same problem. So he went to Mayo, where his doctor said he never needed the test.
The more you do to patients, the more you earn. And so there is an incentive, and it is a perverse incentive.
The stress test costs $200, but the follow-up test can run from $2,000 to $40,000. Stress tests can spot trouble. Still, a government panel in the American College of Cardiology say the tests are meant for people with multiple risk factors, including high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, family history of heart disease, and smoking. Johnson, now 60, is still running.
I'm doing just fine.
Now knowing it's important to talk to your doctor about whether you really need a stress test based on your risk factors. Ann Thompson, NBC News, Chicago.
We are back in a moment with a very unwelcome surprise for some very angry drivers. Caught on camera, a horrifying moment at sea when a boat packed with migrants capsized off the coast of Libya. Hundreds were thrown into the water, some clinging to the side of the vessel. The Italian Navy says at least 7 people died, but more than 500 were rescued. A huge headache in Italy after a long stretch of road collapsed next to the Arno River in Florence, and it took at least 20 parked cars down with it, some filling with water. The collapse stretches longer than 2 football fields. The first family may have just picked up new digs for after they leave the White House. Politico reporting the president and first lady will lease an 8,200-square-foot spread in the D.C.'s Kalorama neighborhood. It was last sold 2 years ago for over $5 million. The Obamas have said they want to remain in D.C. until Sasha graduates high school. No confirmation from the White House about that Politico report. Coming up next, America the Beautiful. We're going to take a road trip celebrating a century of our nation's parks. You won't want to miss it. Finally, the unofficial start of summer is near, and many will spend this Memorial Day in one of our nation's parks. This year, the Park Service turns 100 years old. These national treasures are more popular than ever. 300 million visitors last year alone. Our Kevin Tibbles tags along for a road trip to behold them from sea to shining sea.
They are vast and majestic, and they are ours.
Arches.
Aztec ruins.
Extraordinary natural vistas that have seemingly stood since time itself began.
Tall grass prairie.
Yosemite.
And it has been 100 years since the National Park Service was formed to preserve them. Atlanta's Esther and Jacob Fu have set out to celebrate the centennial by taking in as many parks as possible.
Home sweet home.
Home sweet home.
But first, learning how to back up the Airstream. So why are a couple of 30-something bloggers crisscrossing America?
I love exploring.
And that is our national park legacy in its purest form.
411 areas, 59 major parks, 84 million acres.
We see something new every day that we didn't know existed before.
Nice.
And a selfie at each location.
One, two. Awesome.
Today, it's Pinnacles National Park in California, with rugged volcanic spires and rare soaring condors.
Perhaps the greatest discovery someone could make in a national park is finding something out about yourself.
You get more connected and more invested into preserving it.
And when the summit is reached, a communion of sorts.
Just soaking it in.
Then, of course, being 21st century explorers, time for a few more selfies.
Does it make you proud?
It does. This is in our own backyard.
A backyard that will take your breath away. Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Pinnacles National Park, California.
Great journey, and it just took 2 minutes. That's going to do it for us on a Wednesday. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching, and good night.